For the past few years, the issue of housing, homelessness and poverty has been at the top of the list when British Columbians are asked about the most important issue facing the province. Research company and Glacier Media have tracked the perceptions of British Columbians on specific policies related to housing since June 2018, when the introduction of a speculation tax on vacant homes was backed by 62% of the province's residents. This year, more than two-thirds of British Columbians continue to endorse three policies that were implemented by the previous provincial administration headed by John Horgan, increasing the foreign buyers tax to 20%, 74%, down 3 points since January 2023, expanding the foreign buyers tax outside of Metro Vancouver, 71%, down 4 points, and introducing the speculation tax, 69%, down 3 points. More than 3 in 5 of the province's residents are also on board with two other measures, increasing the property transfer tax on homes valued at more than $3 million, 62%, down 3 points, and introducing new tax rates on homes valued at more than $3 million, also 62%, down 6 points. The first batch of policies to arrive after David Eby took over as premier are also popular, with more than two-thirds of British Columbians agreeing with building more modular supportive homes in areas where people are experiencing homelessness, 75%, down 3 points, and implementing a 3 business day protection period for financing and home inspections, 69%, down 2 points. Majorities are also in favor of capping rent increases in 2024 at 3.5%, 66%, and ending most strata age restrictions, 60%, down 4 points. Two more recent policies related to alternatives to hotels are also well received. Some 69% are in favor of raising the fines for short-term rental hosts who break local municipal bylaws to $3,000 per day per infraction, and 58% agree with banning homeowners from operating a short-term rental business unless it is located on their principal residence and/or on a different unit on their property. Two policies are more contentious. Just 52% of the province's residents, down 7 points, agree with the removal of strata rental restrictions and about half, 49%, welcome the provincial government's decision to implement a $400 renter's rebate for households earning up to $80,000 a year. Just under 3 in 10, 29%, down 1 point, believe the homeowner grant, which reduces the amount of property tax people pay for their principal residence, should be cancelled. The federal government recently announced that the ban on non-Canadians purchasing residential properties in Canada will remain in place until 2027. This idea has always been popular across BC and 2024 is no exception, with 70% of residents, down 1 point, supporting this course of action. In addition, practically two-thirds of British Columbians, 65%, up 4 points, want Ottawa to tie immigration numbers to affordable housing targets and new housing starts. British Columbians are split when asked to look into the future. Some 41%, down 7 points, say BC's actions will make housing more affordable. A slightly higher proportion, 47%, up 6 points, think the efforts will be ineffective. Age provides a key layer of analysis on this question. Confidence in a positive outcome for the government's housing plan stands at 37% among British Columbians aged 35 to 54 and at 38% among those aged 55 and over. Conversely, more than half of those aged 18 to 34, 52%, maintain faith that the policies will ultimately be successful. The fact that confidence in the government's actions is lower than it was last year may suggest animosity towards the ruling party, but the opposition is not gaining ground on this particular issue. Trust in the BCNDP to deliver affordable housing while in government stands at 46%, significantly ahead of the numbers posted when residents ponder provincial administrations headed by the BC Greens, 35%, the BC Conservatives, 32%, and BC United, 29%. There are many weeks left for voters to assess the housing proposals of opposition parties. They may ultimately be as popular as one idea espoused by the BC Liberals 6 years ago. Establishing a provincial capital gains tax on any profit from the sale of housing units before construction is completed was supported by 65% of British Columbians. At this point, while almost half of the province's residents appear dejected about the current state of affairs, support for both old and new housing policies has not dropped considerably. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted on Feb 8-10, 2024, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in BC. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.